Hello, Audio Boo. We're doing something about our gerbils. Right now, we're going to replace their bath in a minute, and where we tried to potty train them, and where they get to bath in sand. Looks like we've just fed them, and looks like they're eating their food happily. And we're trying to get some more wood sticks, so they're like little wood sticks that they can chew on, and it has bark on, and then you can get these, and then when they chew the bark off, you get something like the inside of it, and lots of little nibbles like that I've got here. And then,
is it this?
Yeah, those. So basically,
well,
they've got bark on some sides.
So it's a piece of wood with some bark on.
Yeah, and they chew all the bark off and make it even more. Yeah.
Sorry.
And yeah, they're desert animals, so they bath in sand.
Oh yeah.
And we give them some toilet roll that they like to chew up, and then last time when we gave them some toilet roll, there was only one tiny glass piece of it. Can you get some toilet paper and kitchen towel?
Kitchen towel?
Yeah. Because...
Okay, so where's the bath?
There.
Do you want to tell people on audio about what it is?
So it's a little pot.
Yeah, it's a little porcelain bowl.
Yeah.
And it's got lots of sand in it, and it's also got lots of bits of straw in there that they've put in there, and it's got lots of poos in there as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get rid of this and put this in the bin,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to put some fresh sand in, aren't we?
Yeah, and the poos are like teeny. Poos are teeny, really, and they don't make any stains on your fingers or anything like our poos do. But the wee's more of the smelly part. You can easily pick up the poo. Come here, Ginger. So Ginger's Henry's one, he's Ginger. He's very shy, he's more of anti-social. But my one, Ollie, come to Mama. My one, Ollie, is more of social. Because Ollie doesn't mind being stroked. And we've just given them some fresh straw that they like to chew on, and it's very healthy. And luckily they like it. They don't like most of the food, like cereals and... Kimmy, come to your auntie, Ginger. Yeah, I assume I'm Ginger's auntie. Ginger's Henry's. He's very, very shy, as I said. We nearly called him Shy Ginger. And he doesn't like much food except these little nuts and... Oh, yeah, he's doing a little cute face. Yep, there's the wood, Ollie. So, he's quite quick. We have to usually calm him down before we have to pick him up. Well, we calm him down when we pick him up. I've got a little red wheel for them that Ollie likes to try to squeeze under. There's this little bale of, very, very small bale of hay. And, Ginger's discovered where we've put all the straw, where he can try and escape. Not today, my friend. Come here, come to your auntie, my little nephew. So I assume I'm Ginger's auntie, and he's my nephew because Ginger's Henry's. Yeah. So they eat things like whole peas, the insides of them, and banana flakes, and mostly, yeah.
I'm back here, so I've got a clean pot and I've got a kitchen towel. So what are we going to do first, Amelia?
First, let's put the bathing sand in so we can get bathing. So, first what I have to do...
Amelia, can you speak up? Because
what I have to do is I have to pour some of the sand. Well, that's way too much.
Amelia, speak up, please.
There could be a bit more. Yeah, okay. That's enough. Bath is done. Now we put it back.
So you poured some sand
in. Fighting.
And then you're putting it back in there.
So sometimes they fight, and we have to make sure we don't put the bath on top of any straw. So if they pull the straw, then
we don't want them to pull the bath away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might put it on top of their heads or something. And then we're going to... Thank you for the kitchen towel, Daddy. Tear it up into slim, long pieces.
Right, do you want to tear it over here? So you can hear.
So, because you don't want to make it too small, because they like nibbling up themselves, and then soon when you keep it away from the bottle in the corner,
Ginger's already taken that piece of kitchen towel.
Usually Ollie's the one who takes all of the paper into their little cave they made
over like
the first floor.
He looks like he's using it as a napkin after his meal.
And then
he's taking it away.
And then they chew, and then Ginger's the one who chews on it. And then they use, and if they don't chew on it, they use it to block up this on the side of the tank so we can't peer in that side and see what they're doing.
They use it for structural purposes, don't they?
Like bedding and... It's a bit comfier than wood shavings, is it, Ginger? Don't worry, it's only me. Auntie Amelia. And we have a little coconut to hide in that they filled up half with wood shavings. And mostly every day the tank looks different because they're making different tunnels in different places. So yeah, they like tearing up the paper themselves, so you don't want it to make it like really small, like how small they make it, because otherwise they can't really tear up themselves, and they like to tear up themselves. Like I've just done here. I probably won't mind, they don't really use that much. Well, you have to usually give them lots of paper every day. They mostly use up everything in one day. Chew the bark off, use up all the straw, fill their bath with poo and straw and wee.
So did you explain to the listeners what about the...
Oops, sorry, Ginger.
Did you explain to the listeners about the bath and why it's full of sand?
Yeah, well, they're desert animals, so they don't really... So they bath in sand. Sometimes you can just watch them go on their sides, roll around on their sides in the bath. Mummy said she was going to get a bigger one so they could both roll around in the same time.
Well, because they're growing quite a bit, aren't they, the animals?
Yeah, because they're only like 6 months and a half.
The breeders 6 months? Said. No, 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, but that was probably 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
So they're probably 8
Yeah, weeks. Probably my 8 weeks old now.
They're only babies.
Oh, look at them. They're both nibbling away at that bit of wood. God, dear.
There's a bit here, you know.
Yeah. God, they're going for it, aren't they?
God, they're both... Sometimes they fight over a piece of straw because they can't really find it. And then later they discover that they've been a bit dumber earlier because they didn't just go up. Ginger, when we put the wheel in on the top, Ginger didn't really often go to see what the wheel was for, but often Ollie did a little show to us and her... His record of doing the wheel was like 5 seconds. He was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, you little cutie. Goody, goody, goo. But they're very fun to stroke and they're very soft. For some reason, Henry said when we first... Well, it's surprising. But I'm not surprised, but I don't think you want to eat that. It's raw straw, Ollie. Very silly of you. Not that healthy anymore. So when we got from Henry and we first held them, Henry was wearing short sleeves, and then when he first felt their claws, he was like, "Ah, they're so spiky!" And he dropped them, really.
Hmm.
And, don't let him go up your sleeve.
Why?
Because he might come out of here and jump down out of your... Oh, he's lifting it on his arm. Don't let him jump. Don't let him jump. Don't think...
Right, Amelia's now got
Daddy,
Ollie
Daddy.
On her folded arms.
Daddy, get your arms ready.
I'll catch him. I'll catch him, don't worry. There you go, back on me now. What's it feel like to have Ollie on you?
Very, very tickly. Ah, Daddy.
Amelia's afraid that Ollie's going to fall off and hurt himself landing onto the floor.
Once we had Ginger fall onto the floor. Daddy.
Yeah, it's all right, Ginger. Look, Ollie's all right. He's having a little look around.
Daddy.
Don't worry, I won't let him fall down. He likes my
ginger
hoodie.
Ginger fell on the floor and nearly escaped. That's happened with Wally as well. Nearly ran away. Oh. Naughty Wally. Oh, Daddy. I really don't think he's gonna jump.
Oh, he just jumps onto me again. So he's on me now. I know it's on the media. Go on, give Amelia a kiss. That's it. No?
Daddy, put him back in.
You want to put him back in?
He's a bit excited.
Hey, well, we've just given you some food, and now we've come and pulled you out of your environment, haven't we? Poor little thing.
It's so...
Whoa! Right, there you go.
It was so cute when you pull his, when you're holding him and you pull his ears down. He looks so cute. Because like when dogs could have their ears down, they look so cute. Or when they're not supposed to have their ears down. I feel much more comfortable stroking him than I feel much more comfortable than stroking.
He's rolling in the bath. He had a little roll in.
Sometimes they eat in the bath.
Yeah.
For some reason. I would never really eat in the bath. So...
Oh, he's bathing again.
What's Ginger doing? They sleep most of the day, but they're not like hamsters and like, sleep most of the day and then you have to stay up during the night mostly to feed them.
These guys are awake during the day, aren't they?
Well, mostly. They're up at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Usually.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got up at 6:30, I was like, oh, what's that noise? And then I found they were both awake, 6:30 and 7 o'clock mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually later on in the day when we're going to school, they're still active. But Mummy tells me when it comes to lunchtime, they go to sleep. And then when it's past lunchtime, they wake up for a few minutes. And then they go back to sleep until it's feeding time. But if they're still asleep when it's feeding time, then we just... take off the lid, and then when we take off the lid, they usually wake up. So,
see whether Ginger wants to go on my hand. Can I go on my hand, Ginger?
A banana flake? Oh, we haven't got a banana flake. We didn't pull a banana flake in. You know you're blocking the paper. Have you found now where all the straw is, Ollie? Goody, goody, goody.
Yeah, Ginger's not so keen to climb onto human hands.
Yeah, like I said, we're nearly going to try Ginger.
Hmm. Right, shall we say goodbye to the audio poo friends?
Okay. We've chucked the wood in.
Say toodle-boo.
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 Toodle-boo.